The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. As Jesus was setting out on a journey, a man ran up, knelt down before him, and asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus answered him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but God alone. You know the commandments. You shall not kill. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. You shall not defraud. Honor your father and your mother." He replied and said to him, "Teacher, all of these things I have observed from my youth." Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said to him, "You are lacking in one thing. Go, sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." At that statement, his face fell, and he went away sad, for he had many possessions. Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How hard it is for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God." The disciples were amazed at his words. So Jesus again said to them, "Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." They were exceedingly astonished and said to themselves, "Then who can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "For human beings, it is impossible, but not for God. All things are possible for God." The Gospel of the Lord.
I have a good deal of sympathy for the man we find in the Gospel this evening. Truth be told, I have so much sympathy for him because I see myself in so many ways. I imagine that he's good looking. Don't laugh. He seems like a nice enough fellow, a little flawed, but aren't we all? I think we'd all agree that he seems to want to do the right thing. After all, he's the one that goes out of his way to seek Jesus out. But the situation is scary. It's a scary situation because sincerity and niceness are not enough. A little discomfort is not enough. Jesus always wants more. Wherever we find ourselves along the journey of faith, we're always challenged to take one more step, never to be satisfied where we are, not to stay put, but always progressing, always moving forward. Sometimes we are asked to do the difficult. Sometimes we're asked to do the heroic. And that's exactly what I'm afraid of. Being asked for too much. To do too much. To give too much. To be too much. I'm not sure if I have it in me. I'm not sure if I want to lose the life that I have. I'm afraid of being uncomfortable. I'm afraid of not being in control. I'm afraid of not knowing the future. I hope and pray, and I want to believe that there is room in Jesus' heart for me, for my faint heart and for my poor resolve. And I'm encouraged to think that there is. Why? Because it's the man that walks away from Jesus. Jesus doesn't walk away from him. Jesus will always walk with the faint-hearted, with the insecure, with anyone who desires to follow. He will walk with us. And Jesus will help us to bear and to do so much more than we think we can.